you've got a whole issue about communication, not just in terms of supporter issues, but the current stuff about, you know, sort of the managerial situation, the sackings on the coaching staff, and it's all part of the same thing, really, is that the absentee ownership is becoming more and more of a prevalent issue, and that combines with the lack of communication. But then there's a lack of communication per se, because there aren't the channels through which to do that.
I think there's something as well that promotes laziness among all club owners, and that's just the TV deal. Any club owner, no matter how competent, incompetent, whatever they believe, will have been able to get double or triple the money in the last 5 years just by sitting on the backside and watching TV deals taken.
That's what Hicks and Gillette wanted to do. Hicks and Gillette were waiting for that. I think there's a weird thing, and the cycles in this. Point Mike mentioned before about, you know, ticket pricing wasn't an issue under Hicks and Gillette. Well, I think the cycle to this, because the cycle around 2005 to say 2010 was bad ownership. You know, we were going to meet into the Premier League to talk about governance. We were raising it with with government ministers. You know, now it's ticket prices and accessibility, and, you know, the, you know, almost this community feel to football clubs and protecting that. And I think we missed the opportunity to try and define ourselves as something different. In doing so, it's just led to people just wondering about them. As I say, they might have some good ideas. They're not Hicks and Gillette, you know. I think they've done some admirable things in standing by the manager, but there's just now so many questions that it now almost needs to recognise that and sort of start engaging and explaining what they're doing and why.